Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our new friend joining us now. C. Edmund Wright is here, ladies and gentlemen. Edmund is a political thinker. He contributes to the American Thinker. He ghostwrites for a number of political and media figures. He's also works for Marketel Media. He is the author of WTF, How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again, a brand new book out right now. We're going to talk about some of his thinking on in the political world. Let's get him in on the show here. C. Edmund Wright, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, Edmund. And I want to get into your. We're going to get into your book and some of the things that you believe. Folks, it's really focused on how the Republican Party has, in some ways, parts of the party have become their own worst enemy. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit, Edmund. First, though, I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the things that are going on right now. I mean, it seems like for a while there was a scandal a week, and then there was a scandal a day, and now there seems to be two or three scandals a day. This NSA thing, this whistleblower slash traitor, depending on who you talk to, Snowden. Which released the information about how the NSA works, the National Security Agency works, is really blowing the lid off a bunch of stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is. And the first of all, I would say that what we've seen with the EPA and the DOJ and the
IRS
and the IRS and the now the NSA is not so much scandals. They're scandalous, Jim, but they're not scandals. They're just liberals being liberals. I mean, this is what big government does. This is what people moving towards tyranny do. So they're just showing who they are.
Now interesting. Let me start for a second. Interesting that you say this is what liberals do, and yet many Republicans who you typically wouldn't think were liberals, most people, are aligning themselves on the opposite side of what you just said.
Well, first of all, that's why I said liberal and not
a Democrat. You didn't use party, right.
Right. The second thing I would say is, and this is one of the anything we talk about really is part of the theme of my book, which is kind of interesting. But I think what a lot of Washington Republicans or establishment Republicans don't understand, especially after they've been up there for too long, Jim, is that we have these great goals and great pieces of legislation supposedly that seem innocuous when they are written, but when they get in the hands of untrustworthy
or the bureaucrats,
people, which the bureaucrats, which is what our founders knew. See, they understood human nature a lot better than our current Republican establishment mm-hmm. understands it. So, so that's part of the problem.
In this case would be the Patriot Act. What happened yes. this weekend with the exposure of the NSA by Snowden. Is the another shoe dropping on the Patriot Act?
Which was, in my opinion,
great legislation.
Well, the Patriot Act. This is a very good example, Jim. The Patriot Act was somewhat problematic when Bush put it into place and was passed by Congress. However, what we at least understood was that George Bush knew the enemy. Was the jihadist,
right?
And with Barack Obama, the enemy is the Tea Party, and
right.
it's us. So,
right.
so that's a major difference. The other huge difference, and they say size matters, is under Bush, the Patriot Act snooping, if you will, was limited to satellite phone calls from known right. known associations in this
right.
country to bad elements in other countries. This thing is like Verizon. Can you hear me now? Well. Now, Jim, we know what "yes, we can" means.
But let's remember that on that's on the side defending the NSA's actions includes members of both parties.
It does, and this is where the NSA issue is not quite as clear-cut
right.
of a political issue as the IRS. The IRS issue is totally clear-cut.
That's what bothers me is that the NSA thing could wind up being so overblown that it dilutes the real scandal of the IRS thing. One of the things I think the guy broke
the law. I just have to interrupt you to say that is exactly my fear as well.
Yeah.
And I've not heard anyone else but you and I say that.
But the
IRS scandal is the pure definition of what liberal versus conservative vision
that's
of government
that's
is.
That's exactly right. I will say this. It doesn't upset me, though, even if the guy was wrong in doing what he did, Snowden, it doesn't upset me for politicians to wonder if what they're doing is going to one day be exposed. I think that might be a healthy thing for our government. 20 Tail, right back with C. Edmund Wright. His book is called WTF, How Karl Rove...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.